Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show to support you in seeing that messiness can lead to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. Hey there, it's Tammy. I'm stopping in for a moment to pop in to tell you about something new I am offering. I welcome you to join my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, the secret methods to get unstuck when communicating. In this course, you're going to learn the methods and approaches, the ones that I took in order to better create communications in a manner that non-technical professionals can understand, relate to, and act on. When I first started writing communications, I was horrible. I didn't understand why people were sending me so many emails, asking questions, stopping me in the hallway to get clear on what I sent. I was super intimidated to keep working on improving my communication skills, and I want to support you in changing your mindset as well, along with showing you the methods I used to become a better communicator in the information technology space. For more information on my new digital course, Uncomfortable to Unstoppable, please head to www.nextlevelconsultingllc.com/learn with Tammy. Today we are going to be discussing why change can still be a challenge even though it's a constant in our life. So let me give you a little backstory as to why I want to jump into this. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of presenting organizational change management, or the topic of it, the essence of it, what it really means when we talk about organizational change management, to a group of HR leaders. So they are embarking on the journey of a system transformation and really wanted to get their insight and their support, as we're going to need their help. They're HR leaders within this fairly large university, and they needed to understand what it means when we say organizational change management. They already have project management covered because the implementation is being led by the information technology department, but they really want to understand how they can support their managers and supervisors and their employees through this adoption journey. So when we started to talk about, or when I started to talk about OCM, I was very clear in letting them know why change can still be a challenge. I think there are moments when people introduce organizational change management, and I'm just going to shorten the acronym and start using OCM. I think a lot of times when people introduce OCM, they think that if you understand it and you do these activities and you have this approach along with these tools, then everyone is going to fall in line. No one is going to think that change can still be a challenge. And yesterday I was very candid. So while I gave them information on what it is and how they can be supportive in their role, I also let them know how change can still be a challenge. So I thought it would be really good to share what I shared the other day. So why can change still be a challenge? Well, number one, it's really understanding what change is. So number one, understanding change. We all know that change is a natural part of life, but it doesn't mean that it's always easy to embrace. We all understand that people tend to feel comfortable with what they know, and change can disrupt that sense of security and familiarity. So one of the things that I know about a time, or when I reflect about a time in which change was difficult for me, it was moving from Washington, D.C. to Western PA with my family. And even though I was excited, even though we had been there several times to stay, because at that time my father lived in the area, so we visited him, even though we had, you know, gone to the area while we were looking for a house, it was still a challenge for me once we finally, even though there was a sense of excitement, it was still a challenge for me when we were actually living there. because it was just very different. We went from moving to the city to moving forward to the suburbs, just a different culture, a different part of the United States. And in Western PA, it was just a drastic shift. I'll save that for another episode. Even though I was ready for the change and really enjoyed the slower pace and the quietness of living in the suburbs from the city, it was still quite an adjustment. Needless to say, we stayed there for 8 years, and then now we're back in the Washington, D.C. area. But again, I'll talk about that experience in another episode. So number one, understanding change. Easy to embrace, but it still can disrupt that sense of security and familiarity. Number two, I talked about the fear of the unknown. Many people resist change because they're afraid of what might happen. They worry about losing something they value, or they're afraid they won't be able to handle the new challenges that come with change. The fear of the unknown can also make change feel scary and overwhelming, and I'd like to share my fear of the unknown in doing this podcast. It's something that I had wanted to do for years. I initially started off blogging, but I found that as I was writing, my mind was thinking faster than I was writing, and I always wanted to start a podcast because of the fear of the unknown. I was too concerned with people listening to the podcast, the logistics, the technology. What would I talk about? Would anybody even care what I have to say? Until I started to actually do the podcast. And all of that fear went away because I started to focus on what I knew to say. I started to focus on how I can prepare. And more importantly, I started to focus on how God had given me this thought and the creativity to do this. So it's got to be something to it. It's something that I have to follow. And sure enough, the more episodes that I did, the more comfortable I became. Now, don't get me wrong. I would not say, and it would be not true to say that the fear went away. There's always fear. It's always there. But the question is, how do I push through the fear of the unknown? And how I push through that fear is focusing on this information that I share on this platform is bigger than me. And I always say, I don't care if one person listens to this episode. I don't care if one person listens to the entire podcast season. However long that I have it, if I can just spark one thing and one person, that right there supports me in pushing through the fear of the unknown. The third reason why change can still be a challenge is the lack of control. Because people feel as though they have no control over the situation, when they feel as though that things are happening to them, rather than being in control, it can just feel as though that they're along for the ride. And this is what I had talked about yesterday to the HR managers, that instead of focusing on you're just along for the ride, be a driver or be an active participant in the ride. So because we talked about change journeys and the different sort of resistance, emotions, thoughts that might come up for individuals, I had given them different suggestions on what they can focus on and how they can be controlled. So in other words, you may feel as though that you're not in control, but what are some of the things that you can control? And a few of those things that you can control, of course, is your mindset, how you respond to certain situations. So again, I always like to say, instead of focusing on your lack of control and why change can still be a challenge, let's focus on what you can control. The fourth item is emotional attachment. So change can be difficult when people have an emotional attachment to the way things are. For example, letting go of a long-standing tradition or saying goodbye to a cherished home can be emotionally challenging. And that was for me. So going back to the example in us moving from DC to Western PA, the home that we moved from and eventually sold was the first home that we brought our newborn son home to. Jaden was 9 months old when we brought him home to that house. That was the first house that our second child, Logan, daughter, ever known. When we were leaving that house, when we left when they were five and seven, Jaden was seven, Logan was five. When we left that home and moved, again, I was excited to move. But as the years passed, and we didn't sell the house immediately, it took several years. But every time that I would go back, and there's still moments, every time I would go back and see the home, I was still emotionally attached. And it was emotionally challenging for me to be in Western PA because I still kept on thinking about our house in DC. And still to this day, even though we've been blessed with a new home after renting for so many years, even though we've been blessed with a new home, there are elements of our house in DC, that last house in particular, that I still think about because it was, you know, again, we brought our kids home when they were babies and the level of love that was in that house. I'm not saying that we don't have love in our other homes. Of course we do. But the entertaining that we did, like everyone came to that house. It didn't matter where they were living in the area, you always just pop by Johnny and Tammy's. You always pop by Water Street. That's what the house was. We affectionately still call it Water Street. Still, again, an emotional attachment. So when you have an emotional attachment to things, change can be difficult. And one of the things that supported me through getting through the emotional attachment and supporting me with the moments when I thought the change was going to be challenging was acknowledging it and going through the process of saying to myself, I am feeling some kind of way. I'm still emotionally attached to this house. These are the things that I loved about this house. And going through the process of, again, acknowledging it, feeling what I was feeling, and that supported me with the shift. And the last point that I would like to make in what might make change still be a challenge is resistance to change. Resisting change can also come within an organization. When people are used to doing things in a certain way, it can be difficult to get them to embrace new ideas, new business processes, new ways of thinking, new ways of doing something that they have done the same way for years. And it's also important to realize, and this is the point that I had made to the HR managers, it's also important to realize that resistance can also come from a lack of understanding. What are some of the ways that they can be more clear in describing how their world will change, describing how they will have new ways of working, describing how the new business processes will be? And this is where communication comes into play as well. Because we talked about and dove a little bit deeper as to how resistance can come from a lack of understanding, I offer some tips on when we get to the point of communicating that we want to make sure that they communicate often, communicate more than you would normally communicate, make sure that they consider all the stakeholders and reinforce what you want people to know, feel, and do. And in that communication, make sure that they know the why, that these efforts will make a difference and how they can play a part, how the effort is important, and how, again, their part will impact their success. We also talked about how, again, if resistance, it comes from a lack of understanding, how we want to make sure that the communications is also customized, because we all know that one size doesn't fit all, and communications needs to be built around their various audiences and their degree of resistance and also lack of understanding, so there can be a shift. With all that said, we know that change is inevitable, but it doesn't mean that it cannot be embraced. By understanding the challenges that come with change, we can better prepare ourselves and find ways to make the transition smoother. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness. It can lead to your light bulb moments.